All right, this is going to be a heck of a day. Oh. Talking to the information technology people. Says I will be hopefully impressive enough that they will retain me as their successor. That's kind of cool. It's actually part of the path of what I'm doing. It's interesting. I had almost gotten to the point where I was kind of giving up on all this stuff. I didn't think that it was going to be able to happen. In 2004, I recall maybe pissing out on this day or maybe a few days or a week. I don't know if it's the thing about it, internalization, but I can't really separate out things I've read, things I've studied, things I've looked at, things I've pondered. I can't really put them into nice categories, I guess, which is what you're supposed to do, I would imagine. You know, so you can say, and this is who said this. You know, Piaget said this about children ago. I know I've studied Piaget, I've studied Erickson, I've studied Maslow. I think I internalized parts of all of it. Now, whether I could say, well, Piaget would say this, and Erickson would say this. All I can speak to is what Nemra says. I'm a little resistant to being a traditional PhD from the standpoint of and it's a bit of a conceit because most of the people that I've known are excellent students of their discipline. You know, I think most people come at a PhD as a as an excellent student. You know, the whole thing of, yes, I know what Piaget said, yes, I know what Erickson said, I can articulate that in a intellectual way. I'm really quite cocky, I guess. I don't want to be a student of Kierkegaard, a student of who is that fella? I can't believe it. I haven't put that thing to wisdom. Student of one philosopher or another. I want to be those people. I want to be one of them. I know that flies in the face of a lot of what academia is, which is, you know, you cannot be one of these things unless you've studied all these other people, you know. I have absolutely no problem with that sort of scholarship. Absolutely none. You know? Much to be said about that. And that there is great value in having the common concepts, the common lingo that come from the fact that all economists have studied this economist, and this economist, and this economist, and this economist. Although that's a bad example. If there is any field that applies itself to different schools of thought, economics is one. I've always thought that critical psychologists were an interesting bunch. Doctors is a medical doctor is a professional degree. It takes a long time to get there. You are compared against some standard. And once you meet this standard, it's almost like reporter reliability. You go out with a scale, you go out with a survey, and the most important thing is to make sure that among a group of surveyors, that it doesn't matter which surveyor they get, the same circumstances, the same institutions will get the same score. I've always been a little concerned about the fact that being a PhD candidate has just as much to do with following some sort of orthodoxy as it does with trying to add to the information in the field. I'm not interested in the orthodoxy. Maybe to study it and say, well, here's what I think of it, here's where I think they're right, here's where I think they're wrong. I have no problem with bucking orthodoxy. But not to throw out the baby with the bathwater. There's already too much of just, I'm going to be contrarian. And anything that the school I went to says is true, I'm going to say is not. And my intellectual pursuit is to find justifications for my unorthodoxy. I hope I'm not one of those. However, I do. Adam Smith. Oh, the word, the name popped into my head. It's funny how it does that. Dan, it's out. Goes away. Comes. Oi. I don't want to be the doctoral level economist that just is the disciple of Adam Smith, for instance, even though it seems like we're compatible. I have not read Adam Smith. You know, I think there is some value. And this isn't, I don't consider this particularly academic. I think there's value from not studying the classics of a field. Living life, being a thinker. And then going into a book or an article or a, and I mean writing it, not reading it particularly, kind of raw. And seeing who your confederates are. Now you can define yourself by that, I suppose. You know, oh well, I'm a Rogerian. I read a little bit of Carl Rogers, Freedom to Learn, one of his books, and I liked it very much. I like Carl Rogers. But yeah, now today I don't know if I've internalized it, I don't know if I flushed it, I don't know. Just whatever I got from Carl Rogers, either I internalized it or I flushed it, or the other. And I can't really say that I'm a Rogerian. I don't know. People might come back and say, well, certainly sound like a Rogerian. You go, okay. What was Carl think of this? What did Carl think of that? You know, I don't want to. I don't know how much of a classroom teacher I will make for simply them saying, well, where are your references? Where are your sources? And you go, the only source I have is me. And then they go, that's unacceptable. And you go, what were Adam Smith's sources? What were Kierkegaard's sources? What were them? They go, oh, well, they were amazing. And you go, so I'm not. This classic example of the field is already laid out there, and there's no room for anything new. You know, a Bible, we have a Bible, and we need no more Bible. And you're going, oh, well, you run into a guy who definitely says, that these things can be re-examined. It can be re-examined from what I would consider to be kind of a naive perspective, one that hasn't already been worked over by this school of thought or that school of thought. I hope to think that I am my own school of thought. And no, I can't give you references. I have none. Particularly. Because I don't really purport to be a teacher. Well, except to say in information technology, you know, there's certain principles that I like. I like the robustness principle. That's not, you know. Information technology is a rather new field. I'm absolutely not. Oh, no idea what exactly that means. There used to be computer science. Maybe I'd be better suited for computer science, but I'm much more philosophical rather than analytical. I'm not a very analytical person. I'm a more philosophical person. And I'm not saying that that needs to be respected or even liked. Certainly not paid for. If you guys don't want to hire me, that's great. Because frankly, I will consider doing, I'll continue doing what I do and let the chips fall where they may. And just kind of the way I go, I'm not forcing it on a soul. If a particular school says, well, we don't like your style, you go, fine, goodbye. You know, because I've already got a full-time job, you know, and they're happy to have me do it. I found other jobs. I can find other jobs. It's not difficult. At least I've never found it to be difficult for me. Between me and God, it seems like things are okay. I give God all the credit. But I took those leaps of faith. Anyway, so today, take another step along that line, hopefully in a way that gives us some hope. So we can talk about security and they call it ICA just so they don't use CIA, but it's cooler. Confidentiality, integrity, availability. We're going to break it down. This is what is meant. It is what we care about. Anyway, I'm here. Grace will be along.